This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's just check in quickly. Tournament Blitz, games back at it tomorrow, both our teams Friday night. Rico, music, please.
What?
All right, Mike. Well, here's the thing. We got the Sweet 16 coming up. So how about we do this? I was listening to Cash Your Ticket. Good job by you and Cookies.
That felt patronizing.
No. I love how you two go back and forth. So I said, you know what, Mike, this is made for you. We're going to take each of the games in the Sweet 16, and we're going to, Mike, you're going to tell us how the underdog team can win.
Okay.
And I have some suggestions for you.
This is good.
Let's start off. BYU and Bama. Bama's favorite to win the game. How can BYU defeat Alabama?
Just continue the irrational shooting. Look, it's going to be a race to 90. I mean, the total's like 176. Damas or whatever the hell the freshman point guard for BYU's name is. He was terrible in the regular season. Yeah. He's a fabulous shooter now. It's just you're going to have to take and make more threes and somehow keep Mark Sears from shooting 10, 12, 14 free throws. Be my best answer I can offer you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had as well.
It's a race. Those two teams ain't nobody slowing down.
And BYU will have to defend the rim. So, Florida and Maryland. Florida's favorite, Maryland, is the underdog. How can Maryland beat the number one seed and some think can win the whole thing, Florida Gators?
Yeah. The problem with Maryland is they're so good, but they have no depth. They just don't have depth. So
is it as simple as for Maryland to just control the fast breaks and control the boards?
Yeah, almost grimy the game up a little bit. And you got to hope Florida, see, you're asking me ways, and a lot of this has to do with Florida. Right. You know, can Florida play a sloppy first 12 minutes like they did against UConn? Can they turn the ball over? The problem is Florida has better answers at more places. I just have such, and look, Queen and Gillespie, and I mean, they've got really nice players. But Rico, this one I would lean on you. I struggle with a way for Maryland to beat Florida.
Like I said,
I really do.
No, like I said, if they can control Florida's fast break, as you say, slow this thing to a crawl, and by slowing the game down, it's no wear and tear on your crap five, the starting five, because now, okay, we're going to make every second count, go deep into the shot clock. You can't get into running up and down with them because Florida will just blow you out.
They're so scary. Their guards are... The shot-making ability is incredible. Yeah.
So, yes, like I said, they're underdogs for a reason, folks. We're just trying to have some fun with this. Duke and Arizona.
Jesus. Arizona
Jesus,
would need.
You mean Caleb Love?
No, I mean, Caleb Love would have to have his once or twice a year eruption for 35. You'd have to catch an off night from Duke. Arizona's problem, they do not play a level of defense, comprehensively or individually, to stop Duke. I think if they want to win this game, they got to keep this thing in the high 70s because Duke may get to 90. I just, Caleb Love and prayer. Those would be my two things.
You know what, Mike? You nailed Caleb Love, perimeter defense. In the, you know, when Caleb Love has scored 21 points per game, they've won. When he scored less than 10 points a game, they've lost.
Yes.
It really boils down to him. Texas Tech and Arkansas. Arkansas is the underdog.
Yeah. And I look, for Arkansas, the recipe is the recipe. Guard, rim protection. Their bigs have been fabulous. Long, athletic. And you have two playmaking guards with Boogie Fland and Numbnuts. I always want to say PJ Warren. Oh, my God. The kid's name escapes me. The point is, turn this into, we're going to out-execute you. We have better athletes than you. And if they can protect the rim, neutralize JT Toppin a little bit.
Yeah.
Arkansas is live in that game. Don't you feel that way?
I do. Because for me, guys, you got a defense, you got to stop Toppin. And you need somebody, whether it's Boogie, somebody has to get hot. Somebody has to have that game
well,
of their life.
Here's the other thing. Arkansas is a lot like Michigan State. Bad three-point shooting team. You're going to need to hit shots.
And that's why I said somebody's going to have that game where you're like, wow, didn't see that coming, in order to knock off Texas Tech. Speaking of Michigan State, Ole Miss.
I mean, for Ole Miss, it's just lock up.
How does Ole Miss win?
Lock up Jace Richardson. I mean, start right there. He's a freshman. That game is mentally maybe weighing on him. And you've got to keep this thing in the 50s. Keep this thing as a race to 60. Make it a grindhouse kind of game. Do not let MSU run. Slow the pace. And I still believe, and you saw it against New Mexico, the way they were hedging out and really contesting a lot of the screens and pushing out towards half court, MSU did not have clean pathways off the handoff. Just make everything difficult and really, just don't let State run. Don't let them live at the line. I'm very nervous about that game as a State fan. Really? I'm the opposite of a Michigan fan. Like, no, I'm not convinced State's winning that game. Not in the least. Chris Beard is an outstanding coach.
No, he is. Now, they're going to go with a smaller lineup.
Yeah.
And Michigan State's one of the few teams that can actually bring out a smaller lineup. But we're talking about how can Ole Miss win. One of the things that I had, Ole Miss can't turn the ball over the way they did. I think they had 22 turnovers in the last weekend.
Yeah, I think that probably you could just put that as the starting point for any upset. Yeah. You want to get to this point, protect the ball.
Yeah. So, okay. Kentucky, Tennessee. Kentucky's trying to beat Tennessee for the third time, but they are the underdog.
Yeah. Speed the game up. Speed the game up and try to play better individual defense. Those would really be the two things. Tennessee generally is going to want to body you. They're going to want to grind you down. Kentucky beat them twice in the regular season, and they push the pace. So those would be the two for me.
What about the whole beating a team a third time? I'm talking about Kentucky and
Tennessee. I think it's more difficult. Of course I do. And just because, like, I know what you're inferring. Like, okay, just because I think State would beat Michigan, I don't think they're going to beat them by 20. But, it's harder. You know every set. You know every player. Yeah. You've got 80 minutes of game tape that's real and live and against you to hyper and micro-analyze.
Right. So, Auburn and Michigan. Speaking of Michigan, how can Michigan defeat Auburn?
All right, start with the turnovers because that's your recipe. The other thing is, no, I'm being serious.
No. That was number one on my list.
The issue will be Cardwell is going to be on Golden. They're going to put Broom on Wolf. What are your guards going to give you? Now, Kaysan was a little bit of a revelation. You know, Hurd coming out here with 28 points. They're going to need, I don't know, man. From all the guards, Donaldson, Kaysan, whatever your guard rotation is, they're going to need 40 points.
Yeah.
They're just going to need support because I think the bigs, while talented and effective,
This is a real challenge. I mean, Auburn has got an answer for just about everything you want to do.
And Mike, that's the key, is the guard play, because I saw a stat that with Auburn under Bruce Pearl, when their guards collectively in the tournament score 50 points or more, they're undefeated. When they score under 35 collectively, they lose every time.
Power stat.
Can Michigan's guard defend and keep Auburn from getting into the lane and making easy baskets? And I think Area 51 has to outplay the Auburn big man, playing and stay out of foul.
That's a lot of stuff, by the way.
It's how can the underdog win?
I know. I'm just saying, well, there's a reason the spread is approaching 10 points.
And then this is the one that had me cracking up listening to Cash the Ticket. Make sure you download it.
What?
First. Houston and Purdue.
I am Purdue's in a lot of trouble here.
I heard you.
You know, we've talked about this with Braden Smith and then your guy, Ren, whatever.
Oh, yes.
Whatever. They're big. Those are the only two players they got. And I just got a hard time believing those two guys on their own are going to go into the teeth of the Houston defense and carry them. But if you're going to do it, got to get this game moving up and down. You're mm-hmm. going to have to get out. You're going to have to hit a ton of threes, because scoring on Houston on a possession-by-possession basis is a nightmare. So, yeah, man, I think they're in a lot of trouble. That's the, like, if you ask me to two, I got a hard time building a case for Purdue and Maryland. I got an easier case to build for Michigan. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it's more identifiable.
Yeah. Michigan, you got to shut down their guards, and your guards have to step up, plain and simple. But for Purdue, Mike, it's very simple, and I know it's not even the turnovers. You got to hit your threes. Now, Purdue's going to, if they get the threes rolling, they got the home crowd. They're 10 minutes from campus. So, but yeah, between Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer, can those guys just start raining in threes, and maybe you could upset Houston. So that's your Sweet 16 Blitz. 97-1.